California's Duals demonstration project has begun. It targets almost 500,000 people across the state who are dually eligible for both Medicare and Medi-Cal. It combines the funding and services of the two programs to make sure these frail and elderly people get full benefits and services. But not all the duals want the new program, and many are finding it difficult to opt out of it. This is a report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. California is one of 11 states implementing a demonstration program to streamline medical services for so-called dual eligibles, people like Teresa Strauss's mom, who gets both Medicare and Medi-Cal. Strauss's mother, Maria Salim, lives with her in downtown Los Angeles and needs full-time care for ongoing health problems.
Yeah, it's dementia with deep depression and psychosis.
Strauss said she and her mom are not fans of the Duals demonstration project because one of the most important specialists her mother saw, says Strauss, was her psychiatrist.
She's been seeing him for the past, you know, 2 years. He knows basically her personality, you know, and you know, he was dealing with her on that level.
Right before their most recent appointment, she found out her mom could no longer be seen there. The doctor's office told her she had transferred care to a Medi-Cal managed care plan through Cal MediConnect, and they weren't part of that network. But Strauss told health plan operators she never gave her consent for that switch.
It was a blue envelope with a letter inside stating that you had to choose. And I said, hey, look, I checked the mail every day, and I never received anything, nor did she. It's like you have enough problems taking care of your ill parent, and then you have this, too. So I'm very, very, like, disappointed in this whole situation, which, in fact, nobody ever signed for it.
This is not an isolated case, according to Kevin Prindeville, executive director of the National Senior Citizens Law Center. He says there has been a great deal of confusion around notices. They can be difficult to figure out, and sometimes people receive the wrong ones. Some of the early enrollment problems have now been fixed, he says, but the biggest challenge remains the passive enrollment process, he says, where seniors are often unaware they have been added to Cal MediConnect until they try to get services.
They're losing their prescription drug coverage. They're sometimes losing access to a provider who doesn't want to see them anymore because of there's been some change in their enrollment status. So the problems are starting to shift from enrollment problems to access to care problems.
Prindeville says he does give the state credit for being willing to engage with advocates, investigate problems, and in most cases, acting to fix them. It's just that the challenges keep popping up.
There's a little bit of a fire drill mentality to the whole rollout so far, which is that there's always a new fire to put out, so it feels like we're jumping from fire to fire to fire and not having a chance to step back and do some fire prevention.
Recently, health officials said about one-third of those eligible have opted out of Cal MediConnect so far. This suggests that many people are receiving the blue letters and choosing to opt out. Norman Williams is Deputy Director of Public Affairs at the Department of Healthcare Services.
Based upon the progress, it's evident that those who wish to remain in original Medicare, they have the information they need to do that.
Williams says those enrolled in Cal MediConnect will receive better and more coordinated care, including vision and dental coverage, as well as transportation services. He says the current care system is very fragmented and requires seniors to chase care around.
Many of these individuals don't have the resources or the time, and in some cases the ability to search around and find the very specialized care they need for complicated medical conditions.
The new program could potentially save the state money by combining funding streams, but Williams says its primary goal is to create a more streamlined system of care.
In Cal MediConnect, our members will have their primary care physician who will help them find all of the specialists they need. They'll arrange the visits, they'll do the examinations, arrange any types of services that they need. And this makes it very simple for a population of people who can be very vulnerable.
The patient advocates hope Cal MediConnect succeeds because of the increased care coordination and access to more services. The issue has been how those changes are being implemented. That sentiment was echoed by Catherine Keitzman, a research scientist at the UCLA Center for Health Policy Research.
The concern, I think, has never really been what the desired outcome is. I think we agree on that. But it's always been the process of the transition.
Keitzman has tracked 55 cases of dual-eligible seniors in the state. According to advocates, CMS and DHCS do weekly check-in sessions to go over key markers. But Keitzman says many seniors she has tracked have been left to their own devices to navigate the enrollment choices, creating anxiety for people who are fragile physically, socially, and medically.
So it is moving forward, and this is a vulnerable population, and are they finding the doctors and the services they need? Are they, you know, do they even know they've been enrolled in this program?
Right now, her team is focused on writing a policy brief from their last round of interviews and expects to release that in the next month or two. Meanwhile, Teresa Strauss says she just hasn't seen any positive changes yet.
At least I can speak for my mother. I don't see any benefits. I mean, I haven't. All I've seen was basically is just, you know, so there's been obstacles in the path. She can't see her psychiatrist now. And it took, you know, a while just to get, you know, the whole thing rolling with her diapers. It took a month. So my mother's not benefiting from that at all.
Prindeville says the important thing is for people to keep monitoring the system and keep in mind that this is the enrollment phase of a long-term project.
We've got to see whether the new model does do its job of providing person-centered care, providing integrated care, providing more access to home and community-based services, hopefully lowering costs from the state's perspective. It will be years before we're able to judge all of those things.
The state is roughly halfway through the enrollment process, mailing out forms to about 195,000 dual eligibles. Enrollment still has not begun in Santa Clara, Alameda, and Orange counties, where it is expected to start next year. This has been a report for California Healthline, a daily news service of the California Healthcare Foundation. If you have feedback or other issues you'd like to have addressed, please email us at chl@chcf.org. I'm Rachel Dornhelm. Thanks for listening.